Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, and senior pastor of the People's Cathedral. On this day, April 29, 1951, the editorial of the Barbados Advocate issued a stinging rebuke to Barbadians who had not been keeping the island's beaches clean, with Barbados receiving a regular influx of visitors from Europe, North America, and Venezuela. The editorial was concerned that excellent beaches were being ruined. The paper noted that Christchurch Vestry had cleaned up the Rockley Beach, but except for this occasion, and despite the complaints from visitors, travel agents, and local people, the beaches have remained nobody's business. The editorial lamented, and I quote, "At one time, people living in Bridgetown had some of the best bathing in the island at their doorstep. The water in Carlisle Bay was clear and sparkling, and bathing at Brown's Beach and Gravesend was excellent. But it is not so today. The water in the bay has gradually become dirtier and dirtier. Fishermen, residents on the seashore, and ships discharging refuse in the bay are to blame," end of quote. To remedy the situation, the editorial called on government to introduce TIFF regulations similar to those found in Hamilton, Ontario. Those regulations did not permit rubbish, refuse, ashes, or other material to be thrown into the harbor. Neither could persons, companies, or corporations throw, drain, or discharge items into the waters of the harbor. In a warning to the authorities, that paper noted, and I quote, "that there are plenty of other beautiful islands in the Caribbean, and they are going out of their way to attract tourists, while we complacently imagine that natural attractions of Barbados are enough. In the meantime, through sloth, neglect, and lack of appreciation for beauty, we are fast allowing our natural attractions to be spoiled," end of quote. Today, although these beaches in the bay have been returned to their sparkling condition, there is still the problem of the disposal of refuse, affecting marine life and the overall quality of the beach experience. However, the matter of dirty beaches was raised most vehemently in the pages of The Advocate this day, April 29, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.